Welcome to the Science Week edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 11th of August 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Mike VK7FB. On 28.525 MHz, nobody at the time of writing. On DMR Talk Group 5 by Clayton VK7ZCR. On D-Star Reflector 091 by Roger VK7HRW. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Silent Key. Barry Risley, formerly VK7RS. We have the sad privilege to inform you that Barry Risley, VK7RS, fell silent key on the 6th of August 2019 at the age of 76. Barry was well known to many in the telecommunication industry in Tasmania. He was the secretary of the ATEA, the Union for Technicians in Telecom, from the 60s through to the 2000s. The ATEA office is still on the main road in Newtown, and for a time it was the meeting place for the WIA Tasmania Division Southern Branch. Barry worked in the PMG with many, including Max Lovelace, who was one of the Sparrow Force group in Timor, who built Winnie the War Winner, that features in the Australian War Memorial. Barry built a replica that is in the Anglesey Barracks Military Museum. Barry collected a heap of ex-services and homebrew radio equipment and had a museum at that address in Newtown. VK7RS first appears in 1985-86 call book and was still licensed in 2013. Barry read the VK7 divisional broadcast for many years and even read it on ATV in the early studio on the Queen's Domain. He used to come up to the car boot sales on the Domain in his immaculate Austin 7 vintage motor car. Barry was also very involved in a number of historical societies around Hobart. Vale, Barry Risley. And that's from Justin VK7TW, Richard VK7RO and Mike VK7FB. Event news, significant birthday. We wish Cedric Lockley, VK7CL, a very happy 80th birthday that was celebrated at the SOTA WWFF group at the Glebe Gardens in the north of the state last Friday morning. Those in attendance were VK7s, ALH, BBB, XX, YUM, GW and XYL, PL and XYL, PR and XYL. Apparently Cedric's XYL, Janet, had to show Cedric how to cut the cake. And that's 73 from Ross, VK7ALH. QSL News report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Herman has been advised that a 2-kilogram pack of cards is on the way to VK7. When received and sorted, these will be added to the email version of the broadcast. Herman says that unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold these cards until there are enough to make a mail-out more cost-effective. A number of cards were left at Reist last Wednesday on request for VK7's HDM and VH. Also, when Herman took on the role of Inwood's QSL manager, he was given a list of call signs of VK7 amateurs who will only accept cards sent directly to them. The call signs are VK7's GK, OK, KO, CH, LO, NGW and OC. Any updates would be appreciated, and if there are any other amateurs in the same position, please advise him so he can amend his records. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. That's 73 from Herman. RD Contest 2019.
Hello all, this is Vince Henderson, VK7VH. During the last few years, I've banged on about the RD contest. And yes, I'm about to do it again. Make sure you have a pencil and paper to hand, as this article contains vital information that may assist your participation in the 2019 RD contest. Every VK7 ham should be proud of the fact that we have taken out the RD contest state trophy for 2016, 2017 and 2018. Can we do it again for 2019? You bet we can, provided we continue as the front-running state with the highest aggregate score and participation rate. Put simply, the more VK7 hams that participate and submit a log, the better our chance of taking out the state trophy. It is time to put a pencil in your hand. The contest date and time is set to start at 0300 UTC. Our local time is 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, 17 August 2019, until 0300 UTC, our local time, is 1 p.m. Sunday, 18 August 2019. Full contest rules are available on the WIA website, wia.org.au. I encourage every amateur radio operator in Tasmania to give the 2019 RD contest a go. Some operators make a concerted effort to make as many contacts as possible. I ask that you make the effort to do this. Let me repeat, make as many contacts as you can. The most important thing is to submit a log. Even if you only make 10 contacts, please submit a log. Every log submission helps. If you make more than 100 contacts, your log submission must be in electronic format. If you make less than 100 contacts, you are able to submit a handwritten log. However, why would you bother submitting a handwritten log? There are a few excellent pieces of software that make logging a breeze and produce a text file for emailing your log to the contest manager. One such piece of software is called VKCL Log. It is one of the best and preferred Windows-based RD logging software programs used by many operators. This is due to ease of operation, log file generation, and, best of all, it is free. I would encourage you to download and use this great piece of software. Many thanks to Mike Sabos, VK3 Alpha Victor Victor, for his continued commitment in providing the software and keeping it up to date. Just search VKCL version 4 and download it. As a bonus, VKCL software is capable of running alongside another piece of software called OmniRig. OmniRig allows for VKCL to automatically recognise band changes you make with your radio, providing you have a COM port or USB output from your radio to your PC. Google OmniRig for details. If you have HF capability, just use the frequencies on the bands you have available. For those that have VHF and UHF capabilities, there are some simplex calling frequencies that will make life easy. These are 6 meters, 52.525 megahertz, 2 meters, 146.5 megahertz, 70 centimeters, 439 megahertz, and 23 centimeters, 1296.1 megahertz. The normal mode for these frequencies is FM. Using these frequencies keep the contacts in Tasmania. good for us and completely within the rules. So if you just want to use VHF and UHF, this is the way to go. Let me tell you about a simple way of making many contacts within a few minutes. We that use it call it the band dance. What is the band dance? Hook up with a few other operators in your area and dance the bands from 23 centimetres down to 160 metres every 3 hours. During the band dance, you will accumulate many points. This is especially so between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Sunday morning, as all points scored are tripled. For example, make a contact on 23 centimetres and score 2 points multiplied by the triple effect and score 6 points per contact. Just 10 contacts over the triple period of 5 hours will amass 60 points. Will you commit to at least 10 contacts in the 2019 RD contest? I do hope so. Besides, you will make a valuable contribution to ensuring Tasmania takes out the state trophy, providing you submit a log. If you're an old hand that has not operated in the RD contest for some time, then blow out the cobwebs and give it a go. I have just moved house and only have VHF and UHF capabilities. Even so, I will give it a good go. I am sure that there will be others that will step up to the plate and smash out a good score. To those that made a concerted effort during the 2018 RD contest, thank you. Your contribution earned us the state trophy. We have many amateur radio operators that listen to this broadcast. So, if you have taken in all that I've talked about, will you make an effort to put in a log for the RD Contest 2019? I do hope you will, and try and smash out a good score. Most importantly, the RD Contest remembers those that have served and those that have fallen. We must never forget them. This is Vince Henderson, VK7VH. Thank you for listening, and I'll look forward to working you during the 2019 RD Contest.
This is VK7WI, and you are listening to the VK7 Amateur Radio Broadcast. News from the Northwest. Chat and Show Group Gathering. The next gathering is on September the 7th at the Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road, Penguin, starting at 2 p.m. with drop-in from 2 till 5. This is a non-club gathering open to all operators and their partners and any visitors from other parts of the state or visitors to our state. So if you hear a visitor in Penguin or going to be in Penguin on the day, let them know about it and that they are welcome to join us. I always ask for a small plate for afternoon tea and do appreciate the past contributions. It does help make the day. I supply tea and coffee. If you have anything to show us that is old or something new that you have built, we would like to see it, so bring it along and tell us about your effort or collection. Everyone welcome. From Shirl, VK7HSC. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Mondays and Fridays at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417-354-410. That's 0417-354-410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated, NTARC. We had yet another great coffee session last Friday. As is usual at these twice-weekly events, lots of tea and coffee was had by all, the table was laden with goodies for all to enjoy, and all that was consumed to the accompaniment of lots of lively banter and tall tales, along with the constant stream of jokes that has become the norm at these catch-ups. We welcome new member David Bailey, VK7YY. Hopefully we didn't scare him off on Friday. As previously mentioned, it can get very noisy at our coffee sessions, and some of the tall tales and jokes can be a bit naughty. but I suspect David has a good sense of humour. If not, I'm sure he will soon develop one now he's exposed to the NTARC crowd. Either way, a very warm welcome to David from all the NTARC members and committee. As this news segment was penned on a Friday, I will provide a quick roundup in next week's news in relation to the working bee held yesterday on Saturday. We now hand over to NTARC President Idris VK7ZIR for his report on the club's latest technical session held at the club rooms at Rochelle this past Wednesday evening. The roundup of Wednesday the 7th of August technical sessions. Peter VK7KPC has been busy again, making antennas for receiving ADS-B, the aircraft tracking system, on 1090 MHz. This time it is a high-gain 7-element end-fed coaxial collinear constructed from sections of LMR400 cable. Lengths were calculated from theory, and when the finished unit was tested on a Rig Expert analyzer, no further adjustments were required. The neat-looking housing was constructed from different diameter sections of white PVC pressure tubing, totalling about 1.5 metres. Trevor VK7TB then held a masterclass on antenna matching using the measurements taken on a recently installed random length HF antenna. The antenna needed to be discrete and useful for all HF bands. There are no signal compromising Balun transformers, and the antenna extends through the brick wall into the radio room. There is a good low impedance earth using heavy braid conductors connected to an earth rod sunk to a depth of 1.4 metres. Trevor then used his portable vector network analyzer, or VNA, on site to measure the complex impedance of the antenna, saving the plots for tonight's exercise. Trevor showed us one of the online impedance matching calculators and how to convert measurements to practical L and C components. Looking at all the values, a design was drawn up with only a single inductor and a single variable capacitor. Trevor then showed us parts that could be used that he had salvaged from old radio equipment. For changing bands, a switch will be used to select different taps on the inductor. A military surplus variable capacitor completed the parts list. Apparently one of the members has volunteered to connect up the matcher parts and assemble it into an enclosure, a project to follow up on another night. Peter VK-Tube MPK had brought in a tiny video camera and recorder in a case which looked like an oversized dice. It incorporated a movement detector and recorded the footage on a micro SD card. A rechargeable battery was also included in the small package. Thanks, Peter. Thanks must also go to Bernie VK7BR for dishing up his famous sandwiches for all to enjoy. A good night with much radio discussion around our presentations. Until next week, 73 from Idris VK7ZIR. Thank you, Idris. Great to see another good roll-up. Technical session attendees, please note, next Tech Night will be on the 21st of August. Coming events, August General Meeting. On Wednesday the 14th of August, meeting to commence at 19:30 hours. Show and tell to follow or general chat session. Meeting will be held in the small meeting room, utilising the warmth of Sky Warmer. Donation of cakes, slices, etc. will be appreciated to share, and all we ask is a gold coin or small note donation to keep the bank account happy. Please note there will be no technical session on this night. And technical sessions, the next session will be on Wednesday the 21st of August and will commence at the usual time of 7:30pm to 10:30pm, Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Pop in and catch up with fellow amateurs. Bring along something that you are currently building or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from other attendees. This is what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near technical nature is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. Ecoin event. NTARC has been invited to provide safety communications at the Jolly-Lett Memorial Ride to be held on Saturday the 24th of August. This event is a one-day ride and will take place at Santorina Park, Scottsdale, a venue well known to the NTARC communications crew. Our Safety Communications Coordinator Norm, VK7KTN, tells us that the course has been set and there will be two checkpoints at a couple of our favourite spots, Riddar Road and Rex's Race. Electronic timing will be used at this event, which consists of an 80km, 40km and 20km rides. Thankfully not a crack of dawn start, the 80km ride will commence at the respectful time of 0700 hours. This will be followed by the 40k event starting at 0730 hours, and the 20km ride will commence at 0815 hours. If you can assist at this event, Norm would appreciate hearing from you by email at safetycoms.intark@gmail.com or at Coffee Mornings. Scottsdale is a pleasant drive from Launceston, so why not pack a picnic lunch, chair, warm clothing and wet weather gear just in case, and think about joining us. For those crew members who will be arriving on the Friday night, please note the canteen will be open then and again throughout the Saturday. Social non-meeting dinner, Wednesday the 28th of August. Venue, the Commercial Hotel, Corner Cemetery and George Street, Launceston. Meet time will be 6:30pm for 7:00pm dinner. A la carte menu. If you're planning to attend, could you please email me at either of the following addresses, ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntark.emails@gmail.com, or let me know at coffee sessions. As of Friday, we have 24 acceptances. The table has been booked under NTARC's name for 25 places, but that can be extended if more wish to attend. A copy of the menu can be found at the club room. The menu is extensive and very good value. Meals are on the medium to large size, so I can assure you no one will go home hungry. For those that enjoy dessert, they also have a very good selection. Our coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10am and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company freely offered for philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. But currently we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist us in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rachel Lee. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC, Inc. This is VK7WI and you are listening to the VK7 Amateur Radio Broadcast. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST, August presentation, Virtual Reality Archaeology. What a wonderful presentation. It was standing room only and we had a visitor in VK2, Bob of VK7BS, who has moved down here and is about to become a member of REAST. The room was set up in a theatre of the round configuration with a big table in the middle with three different Oculus Rift headsets, DK1, DK2 and CE1, computers, high-power video cards, controllers and cameras. Ian McIntosh started with a presentation on virtual reality, VR, archaeology. Starting in 1967 with Van Sutherland, and Ian took the audience through the development of computer graphics, and specifically three-dimensional computer graphics. The VR boom took off in the 1970s-80s at Atari with arcade games which overtook the military applications and development. The game that took Atari to another level was Star Wars with vector graphics, and Ian brought along a service manual for this game. The 1990s saw NASA put resources towards VR along with Nintendo Virtual Boy and Sega Cockpit arcade game. But unfortunately, each manufacturer would custom build and develop the hardware and software. Most of these were commercial failures. Ian then went through the VR recipe, including 3D hardware, multi-thread, multi-core processors, 6 degrees of freedom, 3D audio, etc. Ian then took the audience through the video games that pioneered 3D and VR with Doom and Quake. We started to see standardised 3D gaming engines that most manufacturers adopted. Poe's estimation was then explained with cameras looking at the headset, with infrared LEDs being picked up by the camera and in the headset sensors. Ian then went into the Oculus development kits DK1 and DK2 and Consumer Edition 1. There are sensors available for virtual rooms which enable free roaming. There are eye tracking headsets that track your eyes and know where you are looking. We then went into questions and then into the demonstrations. Ian had compiled the same VR experience in all three Oculus Rift models, and this gave an idea of the improvements over the development. The audience was then able to run through the VR world in each of the demonstrations. What a fantastic presentation, and a huge thank you to Ian for all the work that went into setting up this demonstration and presentation. Linda, VK7QP, Alara President, was heard to say while she was in the virtual world that she was sliding down the banister of life. Hi, hi. The presentation and demonstration was recorded and will be on the Reist channel on YouTube video very soon and is well worth a look. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. DATV Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. This Wednesday night we'll see a focus on the Remembrance Day contest, which occurs on the 17th and 18th of August, next weekend. We will be running through the contest rules, logging programs, strategies and contest procedure. Since VK7VH has done a great job to get VK7s involved in the contest and retain the trophy. The name of the game is You Have to Be in It and Put in a Log to Win It. Participation, participation, participation. This Wednesday, 14th of August from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle, that you can tune to 445.5 MHz and do a scan for a DVB-T signal, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel and Facebook. By the way, did I mention participation in the RD? See you there. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Reist Training. The next Foundation Training Day is scheduled for Saturday the 14th of September. Assessments will also take place on this day and other amateur levels can also be accommodated. Training days are scheduled every 2 months. Contact Reg VK7KK at assessor@reist.asn.au and 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607 if you wish to register. 73 from Reg VK7KK. And here is a reminder that there is no WIA or VK7 amateur radio broadcast next week, as it is the Remembrance Day contest. This is the one weekend in the year that the broadcast team gets to play radio and not have to worry about the broadcast. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 amateur radio news broadcast for this week. You have just been listening or just missed VK7WI. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.